Oh yeah. Linux in the house. Shizzle McNizzle.
All right, Paige, let's record something for Linux in the Howie House.
Right now?
Yes, we're on our way to Ohio Linux Fest. We're in Ohio, and at a rest area off of Route 35, the first one you come into.
The one you said you slept at.
Yeah, when I came here. No, the other side. I'm pretty sure this is the one. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's not. I thought we were a lot closer to Columbus than we actually are. We're about like 2 hours outside of Columbus.
That's not too
and
bad.
The rest area is... It's the first rest area that I would say looks kind of dumpy in the whole trip we've been here. And I've stopped at like 5 rest areas already now.
Yeah, it looks kind
of... Stretching. Driving. Stretching. Okay, why don't you hold this? Because I'm driving.
Oh, yeah,
I'm
true.
An idiot.
Well, I mean, if like, if the vending machines have the anti-theft grates over them all the time, I think it's safe to say it's a pretty shady rest stop. But, yeah. It's like, didn't even have the trucks and the cars separated. So.
This will be your second Linux Fest.
Yes, it will.
How does it be the first to show that we're doing this year? Because you have decided you don't want to do the show.
That's a lie. I need headphones. Or I could use like one of the SingStar mics.
There you go. That wouldn't work out too well.
Why not?
It just never does.
Why? Using a microphone?
Yeah, it's hard to, well, because you could do that. You could do that with a pair of regular headphones. I don't know.
Were they? Never mind.
I don't know if those will work under Linux, though.
I've used it before.
Oh, you have?
In Audacity. Yeah.
What, were you singing?
I was just messing around.
Oh, I didn't know that. Does it work well?
It works okay, yeah. I don't know where they are, though. But yeah, they're just like regular microphones. They just have the SingStar logo on them.
At first I thought they were USB mics, but that's right, they're not.
No, they have the little
interface is USB, but they plug right into that. Like,
yeah,
the regular
they have
audio.
The adapter for the USB.
Remember the karaoke machine Grandpa bought us?
No, I don't.
You don't remember that?
No, but I wish we had a karaoke machine.
That
I love.
Thing was terrible.
I want to. I don't remember ever been doing karaoke, and I would really like to because that seems really fun.
It was, you know, I won't say it was terrible, but the microphones on that that came with that thing were horrible, and you had to buy special CDs for it.
Do you remember the little like karaoke box thing that Nana Pop-Up got me? It wasn't really like karaoke, but it did have like a little microphone that went with it. And you could record things on it, and you could play little tapes on it. It was like a toy, but it actually, like, worked. It was really cool.
I vaguely remember that. Was that, like, a white thing with a big yellow speaker thing on it and a microphone? Okay, yeah.
And it had, like, a little tape player, like, cassette tape player.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
I do remember that. Yeah, that didn't even sell that kind of stuff anymore.
I don't think so. Especially not with cassette tape holder player.
Cassette tape.
So what should we talk about?
You can get 8-track tapes at Goodwill.
Yeah, you can.
And speaking of Goodwill, I think I mentioned this on the Big Show. But,
the Big Show? The big wow, show, way to make show. Me feel little. Great.
The Goodwill where we live is a larger Goodwill. It has a computer center in it. I like to dump my computers, like my unworking computer stuff off there at Goodwill because it's an easy way to get rid of stuff. I don't know if they accept monitors, though.
You
could drop the monitor off after hours when nobody's around, which you're not supposed
to. Isn't that illegal?
I guess, yeah, I think it is. But, yeah,
Because they get fined for having things out, don't they?
I don't know. But they have a computer distribution center there too now. Sales. And Unibot, really great stuff there for...
Yeah, it's really nice.
I want to get one of those flat screens in there. Yeah. That monitor I have downstairs is too dark.
Oh.
And you know what the price? With how cheap they are, we could buy you one too, Paige.
Oh, yeah. I don't have enough desk space.
For a flat screen?
I don't even have enough desk space for my laptop. I gotta clean off my desk. I have a bunch of stuff on my desk that I say I'm gonna do something with. And I haven't done that stuff I'm gonna apparently do yet. So I should just throw it away. I need to clean my room. I got halfway through, more than halfway. I got like three quarters of the way through cleaning my room. And all I had left was a trash bag, a pile of trash, like, that I needed to sweep up and put in the trash bag, and stuff on my desk, and I just stopped, and I left it like that. So there's still a pile of trash right next to my dresser, and a trash bag underneath
it. That's the way Pop-Pop would do something.
It does. I feel really bad about it, but I got really busy with all this schoolwork, man. This has been the hardest year for transition from summer, like, with no work, into school, like... Past years, it's been summer, then, like, the first week or two of school have been, like, easygoing, maybe getting some homework after a couple days, but this year, it was, like, summer, first day, okay, second day, hey, you got an essay due in a week. It was crazy. Oh, man. But I got everything done, and I finished all my homework before Ohio Linux Fest, so that's good. I don't have to worry about anything this weekend.
What was the most important thing to happen in the past 3 weeks?
I switched to Arch.
That's right. That's all that matters, right?
Oh, that's all that matters.
You didn't do any of your homework from the last, like, three shows, but you finally got you on Arch. It only took a year.
What? Yeah. My last homework assignment was to make something on Krita, right? Or was it?
Yeah,
no.
Yeah.
Or Inkscape. Was it Inkscape or Krita?
Krita.
I think I did something on Krita. I like Krita. I didn't want to use it at first because, like, you have to put, there's, like, a, when you first open it, when you first launch it, like, there's this, this screen that comes up with, like, all these settings for the template that they give you to work on, and, like, I just didn't even want to set the settings that it gave me. I just wanted to get straight to the drawing, so I just, like, closed it and went into, like, Inkscape or GIMP or something, but then eventually I went back and I actually did start using Krita, and I like it because it works really good with the Wacom tablet, and it uses the pressure sensing for the pen to, like, change the thickness of the inks or the strokes. And
wait, when did you do this?
I've done it a couple times.
Oh, is this before we switched to Arch?
Yeah, before we switched to Arch.
So wasn't there a period of time there that your tablet wasn't working?
There's been a couple periods of time where, like, it's not that it wasn't working, but my computer would keep, like, uninstalling the software or whatever.
No, it's not that uninstall the software. It's that the version of OpenSUSE that you were running, when you would update the kernel, didn't have the drivers in it, so we'd have to manually reinstall the drivers. It was such a pain in the end, but it was so nice that, you know, throw Arch on there and the Wacom worked right out of the box.
Yeah, it did, didn't it? That was really cool. I hope it stays that way.
Oh, no, it'll stay that way. I mean, once it's in there, it's not... Going forward, it's just going to keep... That'll be kept updated, but... Yeah, they just had to do so much magic to get that thing installed on the kernel that came with OpenSUSE.
Yeah. OpenSUSE. Like, I didn't... That's all I have to say about it, is eh. I like Arch a lot. Like, straight out of the box, it's been the best thing I've had. Like, straight out. Like, usually I have to get used to it, and I don't really like things at first, but this I really like.
And what are you doing every week?
What, learning new stuff on?
Well, besides that, what do you have to do every week?
Oh, I have to update it.
That's right.
Through the terminal.
You gotta keep that thing updated, because if you get too far behind, sometimes you start, it's a pain in the butt to update.
Yeah.
Not really. I've never had a problem.
Well, didn't I have a problem with my computer once where, like, we had to update? It wasn't on Arch because it was a long time ago. But didn't we have, like, an issue where I had to update? Like, I hadn't updated my computer in, like, so long that when we tried to update it, like, something went wrong and it, like, turned off or something like that. And then you had to go in and you had to do something to it, like, right before an episode of Linux in the House.
It must have been back when you were on it once, wasn't it?
It probably was. I think it was.
Was that on your old computer?
Yeah. Sure. But that was a pain. Man, that took, like, all night. We actually didn't get to do the episode that night, I think. Like, we had to wait till, like, the next night or something.
Speaking of computers, man, Avery Broker's third... Is it a third screen? Yes.
It's probably the fourth.
Yes, it's the third screen.
Is it the third? I thought it was the fourth.
The first one that she got, I replaced it. The second one, I just... I had replaced it. The first one, the original one broke. The second one broke recently. And then I replaced that, like, 3 weeks ago. Right,
yeah.
Before school started. And now this one is broke again.
Do you know how it got broken?
How did it get broken?
Dorothy stepped on it.
Is that... That's not what she said.
What did she say?
Mommy told me that she was told that they don't know how it broke.
Oh, well, she told me. Sorry, Avery. She told me Dorothy stepped on it. Man.
I kept telling, you know, I told her this has got to stop. Because, you know, it was a $200 computer. I don't even think it was $200. And now we're already in, like, almost $150 in screens.
I know, those screens are really expensive. Man, the next time it breaks, you should just get a different computer.
Well, she likes it. And, you know, it's like, it's a death by, death by a thousand cuts right there. Yeah, it sucks it's $50, but you're not outlaying $200 in a shot.
I thought the screens were $100.
No, they're under $50.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Those.
That Avery.
Well, I'm like, the only problem, speaking of computers again, like, I really like my laptop, but my battery is broken. Or that's what it keeps saying. It keeps saying.
Well, one of the problems that you got to understand, you got to do with the battery, like that. If you leave it plugged in all the time.
I don't.
But if you don't let it discharge.
I do.
For some reason.
That's what I've been trying to do, because you told me that with other laptops before, and I've been really trying to, like, let it discharge. Know, of
how
course.
Old is that laptop? That laptop's like probably...
I don't know.
At least 4 years old, right? Probably.
Yeah.
You know, that's the way batteries are with those things. And what stinks is to buy a new battery, it runs anywhere from like $20 to $60, something like $100 on it. So you gotta see how much it... And then the battery that you buy is probably almost as old as the computer in some cases.
Oh, yeah.
So it'll probably give you a nice charge for a while, and then it'll just...
It's so weird, though, like... My computer, I'll turn it on and it'll say, like, battery broken, can't charge past, like, 42%. And then, like, I'll have to do something where I'll have to restart it or something like that. Or I'll turn it off and then I'll turn it back on and it'll be at 100%. And then, like, it'll discharge and then I'll put it back on the charger and it'll only charge up to 17%. And then if I turn it off, it'll turn back on with 50%. And it's so weird.
I think you probably just need to look at getting a new battery.
Yeah. But, I mean, I can still use it, so.
Just start scrubbing toilets.
Yeah, no. No, I don't do bathroom cleaning. Unless I'm at another person's house. Or my own bathroom.
So what are the four commands you learned this week?
I learned how to delete things from the terminal. The RM, the remove. I learned how to go to the manual, man. I learned how to go into the folder.
Not go into it, what's the command?
LS.
And what do you think that stands for?
Leonard Skinner?
Yeah, right. List. Director list.
You know what? I just learned like 70 abbreviations for elements. I am not ready to learn more abbreviations.
So what's the final one you learned?
History.
There you go.
Yeah.
What was that do?
Shows me what I've done in the terminal.
What commands you run.
Yeah.
And I think by default, it'll show the last 500 of this one gets saved.
That's good.
What?
Man,
I was... You gotta understand the way that that operates, though, is there can be more than one buffer. There's history buffers. There's a file in there, and I think it's called .bash. If you run a bash, I think it's bash_history, but I could be wrong. What that does is when you run a command, it would put that into the bash history file, but that's not actually true. It is a cached file that when you're in a terminal and you're typing commands, if you type history, you'll see a concatenation of the history and that cache file, and it only saves like the last 500 commands unless you make a change in an environmental variable. But if you're in multiple terminals, like if you type history in each one, you will see the history of that terminal. You will not see the history of the other terminal. When you exit out of the terminal, right, exit out of that shell, and you go into another shell, that's when that cached history gets written back to the bash history file, so that there's something to just be aware of. Because if you are in two different terminals and you type history in one and history in the other, chances are you'll probably see a different history. You'll see a lot of the up to a certain point, but like from when you first open that those two terminals, you will see at that point different histories going forward in a lot of cases. It's just to be aware of that.
Okay, Linux in the shell. Can we get on with Linux in the house?
All right.
Thank you. Oh, I'm just kidding.
Nice.
How long has it been since you've done an episode of Linux in the shell?
I took the good part of the summer off because all the stuff that was going on.
Yeah. Still sooner than an episode of Linux in the house, though.
That's true. So have you? I know I showed you the schedule. Do you have anything that popped out that you recall that's interesting you at Ohio Linux Fest?
I don't know. I didn't really look too deeply at it. I figured I would just see what they had when I got there.
Because I think if you said you wanted to learn more about the command line, there's stuff.
Yeah, I saw that.
Penguin Track.
Yeah.
And Door to Door Geek and somebody else is doing stuff. You know, Steve McLaughlin. He's a good guy. He does a lot of educational stuff. So he has a lot of good stuff that you'd be interested in.
Cool. But yeah, I mean, I guess I'll see what they have at times and make a quick decision, or I'll get a schedule and look at it. I don't really know.
Right,
I'm excited.
So.
Excited to meet people and learn things. So what?
Anything else to say before?
Oh man. The first time I tried to update Arch Linux through the terminal, I felt really stupid because I kept trying to do it and it kept saying like error, like I kept doing it wrong. I couldn't understand what was wrong. Like I tried like all sorts of different spacings between stuff and everything. And then I remembered the night that you showed me how to update it. You told me one thing that I kept typing wrong. Well, no, I kept typing one thing wrong. And you finally told me what it was, that I kept forgetting to capitalize the S.
Yeah, that.
And so I was like, oh yeah, I gotta capitalize the S. So I did that and everything updated like lickety-split.
One other thing I will add to you, and I usually keep an eye on this too, but if you go to the Arch Linux homepage, archlinux.org, you might want to do that on a regular basis because there's a news section right there in the front, update information, and there are occasions when there's a major change that happens that you may have to do some stuff after you run an update to make sure things run properly.
Okay.
That's happened a few times in the past, particularly with to switch to system D. It also happened recently with the migration of stuff from the bin, S-bin, and user S-bin directories into just going into the user bin and all the stuff involved with that, and having to make sure that you're running at least the Grub 2 or I think SysLinux bootloader as opposed to legacy Grub.
Would updating my Arch, updating Arch affects LibreOffice if it was being updated as well?
What do you mean?
Well, like, my spell check doesn't work.
Your spell check doesn't work because we don't have the newer versions of LibreOffice. It don't have the dictionaries in there by default, so you got to add those in after the fact.
Oh, okay.
That's what we're probably missing right there is the dictionaries for that. Because I ran into that problem a couple of years ago, and I think because you were running SUSE, that was all included, if it wasn't already at that point, but I split it out. So, yeah, we gotta just drop there's a plugin and a dictionary that you need to have installed. I wish they would have made that a little more apparent across the board for all versions, you know, for your office, no matter where you have it installed. But it's, yeah.
Yeah, because I was typing my world history essay, and like, nothing would turn up as spelled wrong, even though I knew some stuff was spelled wrong, so I had to get mom to come and like, check it over and read it for me, just to like, because she's really good at finding errors, and like, man, I spelled so many things wrong, especially Mediterranean, which she would not stop laughing at. But yeah, I guess I don't know how to get the dictionary on. Did you just like download it or something? Or?
Yeah, when we get to the hotel, we can look it up and we can fix that. Well, we can fix that this weekend.
That's not that urgent of a need. We don't have to do it. But, you know, I guess we could do it this weekend.
We're at a Linux Fest. I mean, that's stuff to
I
do
mean,
at
yeah, Linux true. Fest. True. So yeah, that is where we are going. That should be fun. Should be fun. Will be fun. Right?
Darn straight. Rootin' tootin' straight.
Oh my god.
I'm wearing my lady shorts.
Yes, you are.
Yes.
Oh man.
You want to tell that story? You can go ahead and tell that story.
Okay, well, so
how can you tell the story? You weren't even there.
I wasn't there, but I'm still gonna tell it as best I can. I don't know. You didn't even tell me the story.
Right, I guess.
Yeah, you tell the story.
So, I lost a significant amount of weight over the past year, and I had to buy new pants. And when I went and bought pants, I just bought work pants and a pair of jeans. So I used to be in like 40 and 42. Now I'm down, you know, 38. In some cases, I can get into a 36. So all I had were long pants and then shorts. All I had were running shorts. And I figured
the brightest yellow he could buy, by the way. Brightest yellow he could buy.
I do have black and blue and gray. Although my Avery has been using my gray shorts and now they're all ripped up. Anyway, so I figured, you know, I'm going to the Ohio Linux Fest, and it'd be nice to have a pair of shorts, because nothing says like smart shopping or buying shorts at the end of the summer.
Who wears shorts?
Yeah, so I went to Goodwill after I got my hair cut, so I was all styling and everything.
Oh yeah.
And I was going through the racks at the Goodwill, and I found a pair of khaki shorts. They don't have, if you go to Goodwill, it's great that you can get a pair of shorts for like $3, but you have to really dig for them.
Yeah.
Through there, because they don't have it, I mean, they don't have them sized.
But yeah, they usually don't.
Well, yeah, they don't
it's
have
usually
it
by color.
By size. But yeah, by color, yeah, that makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? So you have to go through all of them and find the size. And then, it's not standard where the size tag, if there is a size tag, that in there. So you have to pull them all apart. You have to look on the inside. You have to look for the side. So I could not find a pair of jean shorts that were 38. I found these shorts right here that I'm wearing that didn't have a size in them. You know.
So you thought.
So I was like, oh, they don't have a size. So I figured I'll try them on because they look like they might fit. And I went into the dressing room and I tried on the two pair of khakis I got. One pair fit really great and the other pair fit fine, but the button looked like it was coming loose. So I tried on the jeans and I was like, bonus, these fit perfectly. I mean, these feel really good. They fit excellent. And, you know, and I was happy and I come home and, you know, I was wearing them yesterday and you're laughing at me because you say they look, what's the problem with
them? I thought, from the first time I saw them, like, I literally got out of the car at like 6 or at like 7 o'clock coming home from marching band. I saw you on the porch. I got out of the car, I saw you on the porch. I looked at your pants, and I was, or your shorts, and I was like, what the heck are those? And you were like, what? I was like, those look so weird. And I couldn't get over how weird they looked. Like, they just didn't look, I'm not a fan of jean shorts to begin with. Like, especially light colored ones, which he's got like these, they're like very light sky blue. I don't like to wear jean shorts. Jean shorts are okay on other people. Like, I just think they kind of look funny. But, like, these ones looked especially strange.
Like, well, I don't know. Mommy said that they were fine. And they fit great. And I liked them. And they looked all right to me. So I had to get the ribbing from the kid, from both you and Avery. And Mommy said they look fine. So when I went to the bathroom to go to the bathroom, and that's when I took a closer look at the tab, and tab, come to find out, it's not that the size wasn't in there, it's that it was pushed up a little above. Like, it was, you had to actually pull the tag out further and look at the size, and the size was 18W. And so the lady shorts, and I showed them to Mommy, and
you came out, you were like, my shame,
my lady pants, but you know what, they fit great, they feel comfortable, I don't think they look bad,
I don't think,
Mommy says they don't look bad, hey, you know what, who cares,
I
right,
mean, like,
I'm wearing lady pants,
I'm glad you're happy with them. I don't think they look like women's shorts. I just don't think they look like they look good. I just don't like the look of jean shorts. But I don't even think they look like women's shorts. The material looks too thick to be women's pants. Like, it looks too thick and like stiff for women's jean shorts. I don't think they look like women's jean shorts except for like the little triangular rise on the side. There's like a slight rise on like the side hem or the side stitch, and it kind of looks a little feminine. But other than that, I don't think they look very ladylike.
Now I go by the name of Lady Pants Washko.
Lady Pants Washko. No, but I mean, and I don't think a lot of women like to wear that light color of jean shorts unless they're, I'm not even gonna say anything.
And that is another problem with Goodwill, that you will be digging through the especially the men's side. I don't think the women's side has this problem. You'll be digging through there and occasionally you'll find like a pair of pants or something that, oh, these look like they'll fit great, and then you look at them and they're actually a woman's.
Yeah, because like sometimes people just put stuff back on random racks instead of putting them on the rack for the employees to take back, which is, I mean, like, it's kind of, I know it's, I try to be considerate towards the employees, but like, if you put it back wrong, somebody might not get what they want, you know, but I don't think they look bad, I think they just look a little weird, but I mean, if you like them and you're comfortable, then who cares, you know?
Yeah. What I say.
I mean, I wear guy shorts, so you can wear girl shorts.
Yeah.
I give you permission.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Well, I think I gotta be careful with what kind of girl shorts I wear. Like, I don't think I want to wear the yoga pants.
Yeah, no.
Well, those aren't shorts anyway.
Yoga pants with, like, I don't know, like, bootylicious written on the back. It's like the arched letters. No, I don't think you want to wear that.
Wait, what's the one that is pink? It says pink.
Yeah,
on the
pink.
Butt.
I guess that must be a brand. I used to be really confused because I would always see people walking around with these clothes and it just said pink on them, but the lettering would be like green on like a white t-shirt. I'd be like so confused. I'm like, that's not pink, that's green. What's going on? So I guess it's a brand. I guess they must make everything because I see it on bags and shirts and underwear and pants and socks and everything and shoes. So I think shoes. But anyway, so you've got your lady pants on. I've got my plaid pajamas on. Your collar is terribly frayed. And
we got another hour or so.
Oh, woohoo.
Well, I guess we'll be back after the show. Say bye-bye, Paige.
Bye-bye, Paige. You were recording, right?
It's still recording.
That's good.
Oh, yeah. Linux in the house. Shizzle McNizzle.